Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Behar, we hear about the prohibition against lending money with interest, with ribis. The Torah says that when you lend someone money, you may not charge interest. Perek Chafhei, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Al Tikach Meito, Neshech Visarbis, etc. You may not take interest or profit from the person you lend money to. And the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, in a number of places, speaks at length about how terrible it is to lend somebody money with interest. For example, the Gemara says in Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis that someone who lends money with interest will lose more than they profit. What does that mean? Many Mefarshim, including Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, explain this Gemara in various beautiful and powerful ways. One beautiful explanation comes from Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. He died in 1909. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, prolific writer. He was known for his important sefer on halacha called the Ben Ishchai. He also wrote a very well-known sefer on the Gemara called Ben Yehoyada. And in the Ben Yehoyada on Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Hey, Rav Yosef Chaim explains the Gemara in the following beautiful way. He says, if you were to imagine a blacksmith or a tailor who barely rests, barely takes a break, this artisan, this skilled worker, could brag to their fellow blacksmiths or tailors and say, you sleep more than I do. I barely sleep, so I make more money than you. And I barely eat, and I daven quickly, etc., etc. I work more than you, so I make more money than you. The Ben Yehoyada says, imagine if a person who lends money with interest overheard this hardworking, haughty tailor or blacksmith. The person who lends money with interest would say, you think you're special? You sleep a little? That's what you want to say? You eat a little? But I, my money makes money for me even when I'm sleeping, even when I'm eating. Every day that passes is more money for me. I make money even when I go to the bathroom, even on Shabbos, even on Yom Kippur itself. I make money. I'm always making money. That, says the Ben Yehoyada, explains how people who lend money with interest lose what they have. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, which says that Hashem told Yitzchak Avinu that Bnei Yisrael have sinned, and the Gemara records Yitzchak's beautiful defense of Bnei Yisrael. One of the things that Yitzchak Avinu said was this: how long, God, how long is a person's life? 70 years? First of all, you have to subtract the first 20 years of their life because we're not punished for sins committed for the first 20 years of our lives. Now subtract 25 years of nights because you cannot sin when you're sleeping. That's half of 50, so now only 25 remain. Subtract half of that, 12 and a half years, when we're davening, when we're eating, when we're using the bathroom. You can't sin then. That means that only 12 and a half years remain for them. And then Yitzchak Avinu said to Hashem, if you, Hashem, can forgive the sins committed during those few years, great. And if not, half of the sins are on you, says God, says Yitzchak, half are on you, and I'll take the other half. And if you, Hashem, say that all of those years are on me, then remember, God, that I sacrificed my soul before you at Akedas Yitzchak. Please forgive Bnei Yisrael due to my merit. The Ben Yehoyada says that that beautiful Gemara, Yitzchak Avinu defending Bnei Yisrael for sinning, but minimizing their sins based on the understanding that there are times in the day when we do not sin because we cannot sin. Half of our years are nights. Half of our time is spent in eating, drinking, etc. Now, obviously, this is a stretch, so to speak. Obviously, Yitzchak is begging Hashem to forgive us using slightly questionable logic. People can indeed sin when it's dark outside. People can indeed sin when they're eating or during davening. But that's okay, because Hashem loves us and wants to forgive us, and he will use any argument whatsoever to forgive us. It's a powerful and beautiful message. However, this message is only true for most of us. But a person who lends money with interest, that person sins all the time, during the day and at night, during a meal, during davening, even in the bathroom. The interest keeps accruing and accruing. and so do the sins. And that is how the Ben Yehoyada explains the Gemara in Baba Metzia, which says that someone who lends money with interest will lose more than they profit. They think that they're being so smart by making a few extra shkalim here and there, but they are telling God and showing God that they are prepared to sin all the time. If that's the case, they will be judged, unlike the rest of Bnei Israel, for everything they do all the time. They will not benefit from the beautiful leniency and love that Hashem shows the rest of Bnei Israel. Have an amazing day, everyone!